This week I joined with Republican colleagues on the Agriculture Committee in expressing frustration with Environmental Protection Agency's regulatory agenda. We had an opportunity to meet face-to-face with the administrator, Gina McCarthy. The meeting was actually requested in May to express our concerns about the growing regulatory atmosphere and its impact on producers. We wanted the administration to hear some of the justified concerns we hear from constituents nearly every day. Frustration with the EPA and its long list of regulatory burdens and its real disregard for production agriculture seems to be at an all-time high. The proposed EPA rule that would redefine what the agency can regulate under the Clean Water Act has been a source of great concern. It puts farmers and ranchers at risk because it would allow the federal government to literally regulate the farm pond, ditches, low-lying areas, which in some cases are dry for most of the year. What that does is it opens the door to costly new permits and fines for our nation's ag producers. But this regulation is only the latest in a very long history of EPA regulations that target the ag industry. The administrator told us that she needs to do a better job of working with producers, and I'm going to hold her to that. This week's meeting must be followed up with concrete action addressing the concerns of ag producers. What she should not be doing is dismissing their concerns as ludicrous, which is what she said in the past. The 5.5 years of this administration giving ag producers the cold shoulder when it comes to regulations really does need to end.
Senator Ken Anderson with Brownfield, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
In your meeting with EPA Administrator McCarthy, did you receive any indication that they might reconsider the proposed water rule or maybe scrap it altogether, or they seem to be pretty dug in on this one?
When I spoke to her at the meeting, I told her that I did not believe the rule was salvageable and needed to be scrapped, and that she needed to pull that back and just start over. Another senator, Pat Roberts, indicated that the model she should be following is the model I followed when we did our Farm Bill proposal when I was Secretary of Agriculture. Go across the country and do open, unbiased listening sessions. I don't think she's going to pull this back. She did say that she heard the concerns, she will take those concerns into consideration, but at least at the moment, I think she's going to try to forge ahead. I do think what's happening here is the Obama administration recognizes that they only have a couple years left, and I just think you're going to see a blizzard of regulations over the next 2 years and 5 months. So I just think this battle will continue.
Senator Johans, Brent Martin with Nebraska Radio Network. To follow up on Ken's question, how did you find the EPA administrator? Was she receptive? Was she defensive? What was her attitude?
Her attitude was determined. She was polite and she listened to us, but at the end of the day, I'm not certain that we moved the ball down the field at all. I think she's determined to regulate. I think she believes she has the power to do that, and she's going to do it. So I just think that's the attitude we've had at EPA since the Obama folks came to office, and I don't see it changing. I just think she's very focused and determined, and they all are. You know, whether you're talking to OSHA or whoever, at the end of the day, they believe that the federal government has a solution to everybody's problem. And so she was polite, but I think at the end of the meeting, I would describe her as determined to do the rule.
So would you say that the meeting wasn't real effective?
Well, part of our job is to keep pushing back. And so from that standpoint, I think it was very effective. There was no dissent in the room. Everybody explained what a disaster this rule was. And, you know, I think she recognizes the rule has problems. She acknowledges that. She's done that publicly. She's done that privately. But how much of our input she'll calibrate when she sits down to redo the rule, I think, is up in the air. But at the moment, I think she wants to get a rule done.
Senator Joe Morton with the World Herald. Did you get any sense that she was, more receptive or more open to listening to the concerns than maybe her predecessor? Or, even if they're not going to scrap the rule, did you see any signs for hope that they might try and, accommodate to some extent ag producers?
Here's what I would say. I do believe that she has acknowledged, again, publicly and privately, that this rule is a problematic rule. She acknowledges that in many parts of the rule, there's a lack of clarity. She acknowledges that it's very difficult to take the rule and describe whether lowland farming operation next to a river would be problematic. And so I do think she hears that. I do think she acknowledges that. I think she's open to that argument, and she does at least verbalize that there's problems with the rule. I'm not optimistic about how much they will change the rule, but stay tuned. I find her better to work with than her predecessor, Lisa Jackson. She's a very pleasant person. But at the end of the day, she's also a very determined person, and I'm just anxious to see how she takes all of this input and gives us a rule that we can work with. Because right at the moment, I think what they're saying is, look, we're going to regulate everything unless we give you an exception, and that means they're going to regulate everything. And so I think it's a very serious problem, but we'll see.